Would the Senate please come to order? Members, please note their presence by voting. Secretary will please take the roll.
The roll shows 18 senators present this morning.
Will the Senate...
Mr. President, Senator Bradley is still ill. Move that he be absent because of illness. Senator Sackett's in Finance Committee.
Would the Senate please rise for prayer? Father Triptoski.
Father, creator and ruler of heaven and earth, you made human beings in your likeness to be stewards of the earth and to recognize the work of your hands in created beauty. Grant to us, your children, thus surrounded on all sides by signs of your presence, by this presence, be lifted from our weariness and impatience, and be filled with strength and enthusiasm and a continued sense of awareness that we are building the earth. Amen.
Thank you, Father. Would the Secretary please certify us to the correctness of the Daily Journal?
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 113th legislative day and Senate supplement number 33.
Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 113th legislative day and Senate supplement 33 be approved as certified.
Hearing no objection, the journal is certified. This brings us to introduction of guests. Does any member have any guests to introduce? Senator Bennett?
Thank you, Mr. President. In the far gallery, it gives me great pleasure to introduce my colleague, Senator Fahrenkamp's right-hand person in Fairbanks, Jennifer Johnson.
Senator Hackney.
Mr. President, it's a great honor to introduce some visiting dignitaries from various arms of Mitsubishi Corporation. In the gallery behind me here, I would like to introduce Mr. Tanaka, who is the director of the Overseas Department of Mitsubishi Chemical Industries Limited; Mr. Saito, who is the general manager and project coordination center of Mitsubishi International Corporation out of New York; Mr. Oka, who is the general manager of the New York office of Mitsubishi Chemical Industries Limited; Mr. Yamaguchi, who is the Deputy General Manager of the Chemical Division of Mitsubishi International Corporation in New York; Mr. Yamanaka, who is the Manager Technical and Engineering, that's the Fertilizer and Inorganic Chemicals Division of Mitsubishi out of Tokyo; and Mr. Onishi, who is the Assistant Manager of the Planning Department for Mitsubishi Chemical Industries Limited. Traveling with these gentlemen are two folks from my district, Terry Polzer, who is the Vice President in charge of marketing for Earth Resources, and former Senator George Salides.
It's a pleasure to see you here in the chambers, gentlemen. Senator Curtula, you wish the floor.
Mr. President, a friend, and he may have been introduced earlier in the year, but in either event, I would like to introduce a businessman from my district, Mr. Dell Allison.
This brings us to messages from the governor.
Message of April 29. Dear Mr. President, please add to your list of Alaskans to be confirmed for appointments to boards and commissions the following. To the Board of Fisheries, Mr. Nick Szabo, Kodiak, term expiring July 182.
Would Resources take a look at that?
Alaska Public Offices Commission, Mr. George White of Kotzebue, term expiring February 1, 85.
State Affairs, Senator Mulcahy, would you take a look at that one?
Sincerely, J.S. Hammond, Governor. This is the only message from the Governor today.
Are there any messages from the other House?
Message of May 5. The House has passed the following and returned. Senate Joint Resolution Number 60, requesting the U.S. Department of Agriculture to establish a plant quarantine center. This has gone to enrolling. Message of May 5. The House has passed the following and transmitted for consideration. Committee substitute for House Number 687 with a letter of intent by the Resources Committee. An act establishing the Alaska Energy Center, amending the Science and Technology Act, adding fiscal provisions relating to appropriations for the work of the Alaska Energy Center, and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
Those are the messages from the House today.
Are there any communications?
We have no communications.
We have reports of standing committees.
The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill Number 305, making appropriations for the development of agriculture, and recommends that it be replaced with the committee substitute Finance, and a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Sackett. Senator Sackett, Chairman, signed no recommendation. Signing do pass for Senator Sumner, Hackney, Bennett, and Curtula. Senator Ray signed do not pass unless amended. 305 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill Number 315, Search and Rescue Fund, and recommends do pass with a new fiscal note. Signed, Senator Sackett, Chairman, concurring Senators Sumner, Hackney, Bennett, Curtula, and Ray. SB 315 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Labor and Management Committee considered Senate Bill Number 439, Workman's Compensation for High School Students Enrolled in Work-Study Courses, and recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute and do pass with a new fiscal note. Signed, Senator Ferguson, Chairman, concurring Senators Ray, Coletta, Dankworth, and Bradley. SB 439 has a further referral to Finance. The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill Number 475, establishing the Point McKenzie Agricultural Development Project, and recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute and a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Sackett, Chairman, concurring Senators Hackney, Bennett, and Curtula. Senator Ray signed, do not pass unless amended. Senator Sumner signed, no recommendation. SB 475 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Rules Committee considered the following and recommend they be placed on the May 7 calendar. Senate Bill Number 367, Saving Associations. Senate Bill Number 436, Grants for Solid Waste Processing or Disposal Facilities. Senate Bill Number 559, Convening of the Legislature. Senate Bill Number 576, Regulation of Collection Agencies and Continuing the Existence of the Collection Agency Board. Committee substitute for House Bill Number 648, Finance, Fire Prevention. Signed, Senator Coletta, Chairman, concurring Senators Sumner, Tillian, and Ziegler. These bills do appear on tomorrow's calendar. Those are the standing committee reports today.
Are there any special committee reports?
We have no special committee reports.
This takes us to consideration of our daily calendar.
Senate Bill Number 573 by the Commerce Committee, an act continuing the existence of the Board of Marine Pilots and amending the law relating to its powers and responsibilities and providing for an effective date. The Commerce Committee considered this bill and recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Bradley, Chairman, concurring Senators Kelly, Stimson, Sturgiluski, and Bradley. There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the rules be suspended and Senate Bill 573 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed for final passage.
No objection.
Senate Bill Number 573, an act continuing the existence of the Board of Marine Pilots and amending the law relating to its powers and responsibilities and providing for an effective date.
Question.
Question has been called for. The question is, shall Senate Bill 573 passed the Senate. Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change? Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 18 yeas and 2 absent.
And so Senate Bill 573 has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of Senate Bill 573 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hear no objection. The effective date clause is adopted.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 917 amended by the Commerce Committee and act relating to foreign trade zones and providing for an effective date. The Judiciary Committee considered this bill and reports it back as follows. Senator Ziegler, Chairman, and Senator Nealon signed do pass. Senator Ray and Senator Bennett signed no recommendation. There is an amendment number 1 by Senator Ray. Delete all material after line 10 and replace with. This amendment has been distributed.
Mr. President.
Senator Ray.
I have an amendment to the amendment. It was pointed out to me that there possibly is a loophole in the second section, and I have an amendment to the amendment.
Amendment to amendment number 1, section 2, at the end of the subsection after the word municipality, delete and add within its corporate boundaries, subsection 2.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I would move the amendment to the amendment. What this does, Mr. President, it was pointed out that possibly a phony municipality or a small municipality could request the Federal Department of Commerce for a trade zone outside its corporate limits. And this confines it within the corporate limits of the municipality itself.
Objection is noted. Senator Dankworth, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just want to object only for the purpose of saying that I want to commend Senator Ray for this amendment, both one and the amendment to the amendment. They're both good amendments, and I strongly support them. I think they strengthen the bill, particularly in giving us more municipal and state control than we had in the original bill, so I think they're good amendments.
First, on the amendment to the amendment, unanimous consent has been asked. Objection has been removed. The amendment to the amendment is adopted.
Now, Mr. President, I would move the main amendment as amended and ask unanimous consent.
Amendment number 1 has been moved. Are there any objections? Hearing none, amendment number 1 is adopted.
There are no other amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent. The rules be suspended and committee substitute for House Bill 917, amended Senate, be considered engrossed, advance to third reading and place for final passage.
No objections.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 917, amended Senate, an act relating to foreign trade zones and providing for an effective date.
Question.
Question has been called for. The question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill 917 as amended by the Senate pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 18 yeas and 2 absent.
And so, committee substitute for House Bill 917, as amended by the Senate, has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent. The roll call vote on the passage of committee substitute for House Bill 917, amended Senate, be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hear no objection. The effective date clause is adopted. This brings us to the bottom of today's calendar. We're now under unfinished business. Does any member have anything under unfinished business? Special orders. Does anyone have anything under special orders?
Mr. President.
Senator Ray.
I would request the privilege of the floor to comment on the remarks as attributed to a member of the judiciary.
You have the floor, sir.
Mr. President,
It was my understanding there was a Superior Court judge in Anchorage that made some public comments and more or less warned the Senate that we were overriding our responsibilities and duties by eliminating a judgeship from a proposed legislation. And to me, this seems a little strange. It would seem to me, if the remarks attributed to this judge are correct, he has no business interfering with the duties of this legislature and any measures that we might have up for consideration and possible passage. I would think that the judiciary, looking at their caseload and the pending court cases, could find something better to do, namely adjudicate the pending cases than to criticize the Senate in their rightful duties.
Thank you, sir. Is there anything further under special orders?
That's mild.
Exceedingly mild, sir. For Senator Ray, very mild. Announcement of committee meetings. Now, Senator Ziegler.
Judiciary, 1:30 Thursday. We'll consider the following bills and resolutions. H.J.R. 80, proposing an amendment to the state constitution relating to joint resolution power of the committee of the legislature. Senate Bill 277, miscellaneous amendment to the statute.
Grabbing it up because we took the judge out.
Senate Bill 582, relating to the assessment levy collection of property taxes on
the aircraft.
H.C.R. 40, Alaska's right to land, statehood act.
Warrant.
S.C.R. 58, University of Alaska's lawsuit against the state.
Senator Sturgiluski.
Moving to Regional Affairs today at 1:30, but which room? CSH B 947, Term of Office of Borough Assemblyman, S 535, Task Force on Fire Prevention and Control.
Any further committee announcements? Senator Holman.
1:30 announcement, Mr. President. I would like to give notice of my reconsideration on Senate Bill 573.
The reconsideration is noted in the journal. Are there any further committee announcements? Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to send it adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Senator Coletta, do you think they will be appointing the free conference committee on the budget?
So I don't know. I would draw the motion and call for a 5-minute at ease, and we can go check.
All right, if you would come back, daughter. Senator Bennett, did you wish the floor for something?
Yes, Mr. President. I'd like to revert for one moment to introduction of guests.
Hear no objection. The Senate reverts to introduction of guests.
It gives me a great pleasure to introduce a guest in the far gallery, a gentleman who's been very, very friendly to the entire Fairbanks delegation for many years, Ralph Kevorkian.
Messages from the other House.
Message of May 6th, the House has failed to concur with the Senate amendment to committee substitute for House Bill 556 amended, appropriating for the operating and capital expenses of state government, namely Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill 556, and respectfully requests the Senate to recede from this amendment.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate recede from its amendments to namely Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 556 and request the body to vote no.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall the Senate recede from its amendments to House Bill 556? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 18 nays and 2 absent.
And so the Senate has failed to recede from its amendments to House Bill 556. And at this time, I'll appoint a free conference committee with the powers of free conference composed of Senators Sackett, Holman, and Sumner. there any further business, Madam Secretary? Senator Sackett?
Tomorrow.
Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to Senate adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow.